Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
See this on Apple, but that's us blowing our cold breath all over the room because the sons of bitches turned the heat off on us. So this room is freezing. Ken is so cold, which is crazy because with your Nordic ass, you should be warm.
No,
but anyway,
I'm not. I don't operate that way. I've got my mittens on, and yeah.
But anyway,
it's a cold out here. Yes. How come a duck don't fly? Where the duck man at? Hey. Somebody call a duck. Come here, duck.
Come here,
duck. You come now. Hey, duck. Hey, you duck asshole. Hey, Mr. Duck, you right here. 15 buck right here. You come now. 15 minutes. You come now.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a child. I find videos that I find are absolutely hilarious. And that's what I do. Here's another good one.
This is a guy who, we're going to start this off. First off, hello, welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worship Brother George Mudry.
And Worship Brother Ken.
The Abominable Snowman right
that's
now.
That's right.
It's cold.
Got my earmuffs on.
Can see my breath.
Duck, you come now.
Duck, you come now. 15 minutes. It's cold up here. Anyway, here's another funny video. I just want to start off on a light note because last time was kind of heavy. I was talking a lot of shit last podcast.
Yeah, that's why I didn't show up.
Really?
Yeah, stuff got dark. I was like, I don't know if I want to be a... No, that's not...
But what I was right!
Yeah.
I'm right! Mm. Here's another one. This is a guy who is being berated by his wife or girlfriend or whatever about how he left the dirty bathroom, but he suddenly looks over at the counter with all of her makeup and everything.
Oh, so, that one, yes. Yeah. I think I've seen this one. Very good.
Hey, for real, I just told the lid. It's not that hard. So, for real, like, all you have to do is open the thing, throw it in. Babe, I don't know why you're going to be so messy. It's like, oh my gosh, we go over this every day, every hour. If I had a dollar for every...
You know what?
The hair dryer's out, curling iron.
But the fact they start bopping that Mariah Carey song, freaking hilarious. Anyway. Oh! It's so cold now, school fell out here!
Mariah has broken out of her frozen tomb, by the way. It is the beginning of the Christmas season. Yeah.
Switch over to YouTube. Yeah, I want to see who's talking shit.
It's hard with my gloved hands. There we go.
I'll adjust the robot settings so it's so cold. Robots don't get cold.
Holy.
Gonna have to spray you with some white lithium later.
I don't know. Yeah, usually things operate better when cold. Remember that? Remember when our video card like shit the bed on the computer over here because it was so hot and it was running?
Grenaded underneath your legs.
Yeah.
Mid interview.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Mid interview.
It popped. It popped hard. Oh, it was a power supply, not the video card. That's what it was. Yeah. But it's running at peak efficiency right now. I can tell you that.
Is. I'm not working at peak efficiency if you're catching my drift.
Nah, it's like 1 degree Celsius. It's going back up inside.
Well, while we have a moment and we're horsing around, let's do some Apple reviews if we have any. I think we do. It's been a hot minute since I did any Apple reviews. So, yeah,
it's been a while since we said any shout outs for our Instagram folks, too. That's
a good point. Can't think. I think actually we don't have any.
You mean to do Instagram first?
Yeah, go for it. I don't think we have any.
Let's see who's new here.
The only one, the last one I have is BT Kerbo. 5-star review, amazing show. What up? I'm from Piedmont Lodge.
152 in Virginia. I'm shaking. It's so freaking cold up here.
I don't think I heard this one.
I'm from Piedmont Lodge, 152 in Virginia. Discovered a show a few weeks back. I've been listening almost every day. Awesome show and very interesting topics. I'm currently an EA and will soon be an FC, so I'm learning the history of the fraternity with assistance. With your assistance, keep it up, brothers. Yeah, I think I did, but I'm not here.
No, I don't remember that one, so.
It's a cold up here.
Over on Instagram, new followers, we've got Unique Embroidery, Sam, Isaac Lease, Billy Parker, Brandon Guess, Jose Flores, Colin Reed, Joseph Merrick, Kim Enough, Weston Wheatley, Justin Chaputis, El Narador, Michael Myers, Trevor DeLay, Davey Wavy 2112, Pendella Cruz, Aaron Hughes, Dave G. Aaron Hughes, do we know him? He's a...
I don't know.
Sounds familiar.
Have a Hughes that's a district deputy, and his brother was a past AGM, but I don't know if that's a relation.
Yeah, I don't know if he's from the jurisdiction or not. My tears are like freezing to my eyebrows here, so or not eyebrows, my eyelashes, so I can barely see the screen. So give me a second here.
She'll look later, Clark. Her eyes are frozen.
Ow! It hurts me. Juan Rafael Lopez Sanchez. So thank you, brothers and friends, for following us.
The spirit of the crew of Griswold Crime Equipment.
You know, it's time to rewatch that movie, too.
Let's hear Adam Brooks. It's so cold, my eyes are frozen. Leave music off. Good morning. Clyde Bonnie. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Dane Dornbos.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Morning all. Adam Brooks, Brother George, do you have a room in your Keebler elf tree for a new podcast room? Oh, he's already
dark.
Yeah, this is going to be our last recording at Morningstar. We are outie. We're getting a new venue. We're going to rebrand this bitch, and we're going to a new lodge.
I mean, they've turned off the utilities. The toilet doesn't work. We're freezing up here. I mean, it's time. I think it's time.
Also, Adam Brooks' knives will be shipped out tomorrow. Yeah, we're getting a Christmas present from Brother Adam Brooks.
Oh, God.
He made us some knifeys.
Some knives?
Knives.
Is he a blacksmith? A forger, if you will?
I don't think he works at freaking Stop and Shop. Let's see here. SP1 Worrell. Worrell, wasn't that the last name? God, I feel like that was like a... in a movie.
I think that was Ernest's last name. The Ernest movies.
Greetings, my brothers. Florida sends love from Prince Hall affiliates. Beautiful.
What's up, brother?
And that pisses me off that he said Florida because I'm freaking freezing.
Yeah, it is. They don't have to worry about this here.
Daniels, number 532. That's a big word.
Mikosuke. That's how it's spelled, man. I mean, MICCOSUKEE. Mikosuke.
Nice.
Mikosuke.
Jim Trensky. Good morning, brothers. Good morning, Jim. All right, let's do this. I gotta go on my tear.
Okay.
It wants it to restart because it says it's too goddamn cold.
Yeah. I'm gonna snooze that, baby.
Let's see here. Yeah, close that. Good afternoon, brothers from. Big word. South Wales, UK. We'll go with that. Hey, Chris. What's going on, brother?
Dynas Powish Lodge, 5997 in South
Wales. All right. Time to crush a soul. You know what
we're
I'm
gonna,
about to
we're
do?
We're going to start with that.
We're going to start with that.
Okay.
So, the other day, somebody made a fatal mistake. Mind you, I want to just set the setting.
Yeah, you should. Just
sitting on a couch.
Context is important.
I'm watching the movie Elf. Laughing my ass off, having a good time, had about two or three bourbons deep at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
a couple bourbons deep. Yeah. And all of a sudden,
just like my dad used to make on Christmas Eve, his special eggnog with bourbon and ice cubes.
And all of a sudden, boom! What comes through Instagram? But one of your conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
So, in proper form, I have to do what I have to do. So, I want to be clear about something. I am not an asshole. I'm a whole ass. But I'm not an asshole. I don't come out this way. I don't go searching for people. Every once in a while, I feed the trolls, but not too often, right?
When they tag you.
But when they tag me, understand I will respond. And I will respond with...
And with fervor. And now they know how to get you going, too. You just told all of them.
They're so responding to some bullshit.
So here we go. The post was, it was a picture of a, I don't know, what would you call this? The omnipotent, the all-seeing eye inside of a triangle.
It looked like something that AI put together.
Very nicely done, by the way. Very nice artwork. But it says, the Freemasons betrayed my dad, a 33rd and a half degree Mason.
Wow. There are half degrees now? Is that like where you leave at intermission or something? You go to Spartans?
So, with that being said, I have to... Oh, let's just get into the... Oh, I can't see the picture. Wait, can I? Hold on, I can't see the picture because Instagram cuts it off halfway, and that's very upsetting to me. But I think I can go into my recently deleted... Show my face, there we are. Yes, I can. Okay.
Well, didn't you block this person?
No, I didn't block.
Oh, they blocked
I don't
you.
Block. I want to be clear. I don't block. I don't block because I want you to respond.
Right. You want to see what they have to say.
I was geared up at this point. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. So she writes, and I'm not going to give...
No names.
I'm not going to give names, nor am I going to give the tag, because I just don't... I don't know. Eh.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
The Freemasons betrayed my father, a 33rd and a half degree Mason. there are only 33 degrees you can go. Then why would he be a half? All right, so you countered your own goddamn argument. The Freemasons targeted my father in his younger years and convinced him to join. Let me stop you right there. We don't convince you to join. You have to join of your own free will and accord. We don't hold a gun to your head and tell you to come be a Freemason.
So forbidden to recruit.
Forbidden to recruit. It's absolutely right. I am fucking shaking. It's so cold up here.
Do we know where this person is located? Like, just so for some not to like blow up anybody's spot, but just so that we know what grand jurisdiction would have. You know what I mean? Like, if it's in the United States, then we know certain things.
Writing it in English, but let me continue.
Okay, well,
after my, I mean, if it was like, no, I know it's bullshit.
what?
After my father joined, some years passed by, the Freemasons and Diane Chase, I have no idea who Diane Chase is, all right, who's a part of this group,
okay,
right? Females cannot be Masons.
No, again, jurisdiction, no.
They started attacking my father, my mother, and their children. I sent health attacks. I don't know what that means.
Is that some kind of like Wiccan thing?
Well, let me continue. That caused him to have health issues. I am assuming they sent health attacks that caused them to have health issues. Yeah, we don't do any of that shit either. Mm. Nor do we have any health attacks.
We possess no magic.
They had him sent to prison on a made-up charges. Right. Okay. I'm in the judicial system. I've already talked about that in the state of Connecticut, but I'm a marshal. I'm not, and I don't have the power. Unless you're a judge, you don't have the power to. Cops have to make up charges. Which do they?
Sure,
I'll give it. There's some shitbag cops out there, just like there's some shitbag Masons out there, and there's shitbags in every organization. However, you understand what has to happen for this to happen. The cop would have to trump up some charges, which can't happen. But now you also need the judge to sign off on it.
The judge has to be in cahoots with that particular
judge. Ain't gonna
officer,
do that.
Yeah. If they were all Masons, perhaps. Yeah, right. But I've never seen that.
I was young. I didn't know what my dad was. Why my dad was leaving. Well, after doing my investigation on the Dyson family, I don't know who they are either. And the reason I have
the Dyson sphere.
And the reason I've been followed by them and the government. We'll say this again: Freemasons.
Yeah, you're probably followed by the government because you post crap like this on social media, and now you're on a watch list.
I discovered the truth behind my attacks. After my father was released, they conducted. They continued on with their attacks on my parents using their black magic, voodoo, African witches, and warlocks.
What? Why's it gotta be Africa?
Oh, shit.
It's like straight up
candy. And their government employees, Freemasons connection. My parents had a lot of children, a house to pay for, and their health to look after. It was a lot for them back to fight these devil worshippers. We don't worship the devil. I even said this when I replied to her. I'm like, you don't get... Okay, number one,
if you come to me during an investigation committee and you say I worship the devil,
I'm not gonna make it.
You're done. Yeah. That's it. You're out. It's not congruent with Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm. Congruent.
Congruent. That's what I said. What
is something
else. Doesn't work with Freemasonry. I'm trying to use big words like you to sound intelligent.
Well, it's not working.
So just stay to my jarhead self. So that's number one. Number two, if you all of a sudden flipped and decided to change your religion while you're a Mason, you're probably not going to have a long shelf life as a Mason.
No, especially if you, I mean, we're not going to go and like research every aspect of your life, but if you start telling everybody about how you converted over to, you know.
Diane Chase laid eyes on me while my parents were under attack. My parents are gone. Diane Chase started watching and working in the dark against me most of my life. Diane, I have the time. I defeated you in the spiritual warfare.
What?
And now your soul is wanted in hell. Now, before
this person is clearly not.
Before I continued on this, I have posted, I've reposted because shortly after my reply, they blocked me and then untagged me, or tagged us, I should say, of the podcast. Smart idea. You shouldn't have tagged this to begin with, okay? And then put on a full block, which I said, yeah, you're probably going to delete these comments, which I did, which they did. Go, oh, how about that shit? Because you didn't expect me to fire back.
Well, because they might be mentally ill.
Well, this is my thing, okay?
This is not the spewings of a rational person.
No, you're either mentally ill and you're schizophrenic, which in that case, I feel bad for you. Mm-hmm. And I hope you seek and get help. Two, you're just full of shit. And you just eat this conspiracy theory, this crap, like it's you eat it up. You eat it up that Freemasons do this. Or three, what I suspected, you're trying to boost your what's sales, if you will.
I guess, or just look for attention.
Look for attention.
I don't know who this Diane Chase is. The only information I could find is either she's a Canadian country music singer or an anthropologist, and I don't know why anyone would attack either one of those types of personalities. But
so let me continue. I have her name, and I'm not going to say her name, but we do have a Discord, and that Discord, there are our diehard listeners. They are gangsters in their own respect.
OGs.
They love this shit. They love this shit. And they went and did research, and it turns out the person who particularly owns this page is a chief executive officer at an entertainment company.
No.
Which, and then on top of that, on her original tag, she hashtagged a bunch of shit. So my personal opinion is you're trying to boost sales of your entertainment group. So you decided to just hashtag and at a bunch of people that are Freemasons to try to get
your story. Maybe they're producing some expose on Freemasonry or something. So they're trying to drum up some kind of.
Guess what, Buttercup? You tagged the wrong son of a bitch. And you did that shit on Bourbon and Elf Night, which was a bad move for you.
Yep.
I like talking like a Southerner because I think this is funny.
Yep.
But anyway.
You tagged the dragon. You awoke a sleeping beast. Yeah.
Yo, I wasn't sleeping, though. I was
drunk. Which is even worse.
But, yeah. So for everybody out there who may come across this channel, do me a favor. If you want to tag us in something that's Masonic or good or right, or you have a question about something, hey, man, I'm just curious about this. Well, go ahead, tag us away. But if you're coming with some bullshit, understand, I ain't the one.
Yeah. It's because, I'm not going to go there.
All right, Ken. Next topic.
Yeah.
I feel like I've exhausted this one.
Yeah. We've kind of beaten it to death.
Do we want to talk about where we're moving? Or are we going to leave that?
Yeah. I mean, so.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Obviously, I think Right Worshipful Brother George alluded to on the previous episode and probably the one before that as well that we're probably not long for this particular podcast HQ.
My vape trail is amazing in this cold weather.
Yeah. Well, with the vape pen. Yeah.
Continue. Sorry. Kind of keeps going. I just got excited.
So obviously, the lodge that's hosting us here is going to be, moving to a different facility. So it was time for us to kind of look for a new podcast HQ as well. We looked at a couple different options. The current one that looks best at this point is, can I say where it is?
All right. Go for it.
Is Waterbury Masonic Temple, which is the meeting place of Harmony Lodge number 42. So that's probably where we're going to be ending up recording from this point forward. We've obviously got some work to do to move all of our equipment and so forth over there, but I'd like to thank the brothers of the Temple Corporation for Absolutely. Waterbury Masonic Temple for being so accommodating. I was actually at the meeting, and they couldn't say enough positive things about the podcast and happy to host us. And they cut us a really good deal, so I'd like to thank those brothers.
Absolutely.
And I really look forward to broadcasting out of a room that has a nice constant 70-degree Fahrenheit plus or minus a degree or two temperature. We won't have to deal with these kinds of things anymore.
So we're going to be basically fun. Rebranding the whole damn thing.
Oh, we're rebranding too?
Okay. Rebranding as I'm still going to be the Freemasons podcast, the only Freemasons podcast, UGLE.
The original.
But we might change up a logo or two.
Okay. Well, it is time to do a little bit of, you know, change some artwork.
And change some artwork. Change colors. Change some colors and everything. Do some changes. It's time to liven up the show in the aesthetic region.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to move there. If the brothers are going to so have us, we will definitely be doing a lot of interviews with the Brothers of Harmony. I would love to have them up.
Well, it's a very active lodge. If we're there on Sundays, which has kind of been our standard time of recording, there's always activity in that lodge. There's an esoteric club that runs on Sunday evening. We have secretary's office hours there on Sunday. So there's always guys coming in and out of the lodge.
Yeah.
So
I will. Nice. I'll talk about it. I'm most likely I'm going to join Harmony 42 and if they'll have me, which I'm sure they will.
Well, we got
to
go through the process.
I got to go through the process too.
I'll sign your document.
Well, I'm going to leave it at that. Sometimes you meet a crossroad, and we're going to talk about this just across the board in Masonic lodges. Sometimes you just go as far as you can where you are,
mm-hmm.
and the environment changes, the faces change, it's just time to find a new place, find a new home.
Yeah,
so for me, myself, and I, I'm at a crossroads. It's time to spread my wings and fly.
Yeah, and I think that's important for anybody who's thinking about petitioning a Masonic lodge too. Like, always spend a little bit of time at that lodge, right? Meet the brothers, get a sense of the culture there, the vibe, see if it jives with what you're interested in. And if you're not, there are other lodges in the area, you know.
Well, I mean, also if you're part of a lodge that you're, and I'm not saying anything bad about Morningstar Lodge. I wish them the best of luck, but in my particular viewpoint, we just don't align anymore. And you know your lodge, if you're having not issues with your lodge, but let's be clear, if you're not on point with your lodge, we've talked about this before, cliques, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about cliques and how dangerous they are for the lodge. The last thing you need to do is, you know, with the current regime or whoever's ever running it, or the vibe of the lodge, don't be that asshole that comes in and I don't like the way this is going, and then you go ahead and you stack the deck, bring in people that are going to back you up, and then you create a divide in the lodge. So in my particular viewpoint, it's better to just let them run it. Let them do it,
man.
And time to go. We there's some things that, you know, that I'm at odds with that has occurred in morning. And listen, I'm not shitting on Morningstar Lodge or great group of guys.
Yeah, we love these brothers.
They're just headed in a different direction than what I think. And I'm not going to make waves. I hope I'm the best, but I think it's time for me to, get out there again.
In particular, with the podcast, it's like, you know, they're moving to another facility. Right. That facility doesn't have room for us and all of our
correct
all of our crap, there's quite a bit of stuff. So, you know, some of these decisions are absolutely practical and, you know, just have nothing to do with like lodge politics or anything like that.
And realistically, I mean, I'm being honest here. I've been out the loop for a while. Like, I've been truly out the loop in Morningstar for a while. My last two jobs, the one I currently have and the one beforehand, they just weren't congruent with the hours of the lodge. Listen, I did my best here. Excuse me. I did my best here. I did what I thought was right at the time to keep the lodge alive, and they're doing what they think they need to do to keep the lodge alive. And that's that. Z Ma Kin. Good morning, brothers from Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia! Love the podcast. Need another book reading. Enjoying listening in on the Book of Enki. Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, I want to do another book.
This brother is up in Oak Island area here.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah, I'm sure he has to deal with a lot of conspiracy nuts up there in that jurisdiction, unfortunately, with all that stuff going on.
At least he doesn't have to deal with the area of people who catapult their car through a freaking... through a border crossing.
What? I didn't hear anything about this.
What?
No, I'm apparently...
Right outside of Buffalo. You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh my God, they thought it was a terrorist attack.
Somebody just
decided to just...
slam their car into a barrier?
Somebody decided to Grand Theft Auto their car through...
Whoa.
I don't know exactly what happened, whether it was a car malfunction.
Drunk driver.
Well, unfortunately, the driver and the passenger both perished because the car literally exploded. There's camera footage of this car going kaboom. But before the car...
And this was at a border?
This is at the Canadian
border.
It was like, what is it called? The freaking Rainbow Bridge or something like that?
I guess.
I don't know if he was going northbound or southbound, but I mean...
The Rainbow Bridge is what like your dead pets go over when they pass. I don't know if it's called the Rainbow
Bridge. It's me, a Super Mario. I go over the Rainbow Bridge.
Well, that's a terrible story, man. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Mm. I was watching the video. I'm like, what the? How did you pull that off?
Could be stuck accelerator. Yeah, I don't know. That's terrifying.
Hopefully, I don't even know if I should say it. Maybe he was enjoying himself with his passenger right before it happened.
No, I think that's probably the least likely scenario.
If you're going to go, that's how you go, though.
I prefer just not to go.
You're going to go. Here we go. James Devaney. Thank you, James.
He's giving us...
Drove a Bentley at 100 miles an hour at a checkpoint. Older couple left the casino and head back to Kiss concert in Toronto. Probably a heart attack.
Bentley.
Was it a heart attack?
I don't know.
I'm going with my theory because I want to know. I hope that he went with a smile on his face.
No, I don't know. It's possible.
Y'all talking about the Canadian who had too much maple syrup? Simply American. That's great. I love the name, too.
I don't know what that's what the profile picture is, a picture of, I don't know, Giuseppe Garibaldi or somebody. I don't
know. With, cool, I think he was getting a humdinger, eh?
You heard it here first, folks.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
What next, Ken? What else we got? We talked about that. We talked about the lodge.
We got the holidays coming up too, right?
So, those goddamn things.
Yeah, the unofficial beginning of the holiday season has kicked off here in the U.S. So that, coupled with the fact that we have to move all of our podcast gear and, you know, the things going on Masonically and so forth, it's going to be a rough 26 or 30 days for us. So we may have to
we're going to probably dial off for about a month or so. We're going to give this month of December a rest until we get ourselves settled. I got to do all this extra crap, coming up with potentially a new logo or a new design or something. I don't know. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet. On a side note of fun local news, hats off to Naugatuck football, Naugatuck High School football.
Oh, yeah.
They played Ansonia and they fucking crushed them.
I saw some of the banners on the
alumni, so I mean,
saw the banners on the highway on the way here, go Noggy and all that kind of stuff. It's football's a big deal. I love that kind of Friday night lights, small town football thing.
42-22.
It's classic Americana. Love that. Yeah,
I understand. Ansonia
has kicked our ass for years. Like,
oh, they were your rival?
Sonya-Naugatuck?
Yeah.
It's a rivalry.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not from around here.
And Sonya-Naugatuck rivalry has been going on for like 150 years or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's the football rivalries. It's like, I don't even know what the I think Aunt Sonya's winning in like 73 to like 37.
Oh.
Overall.
So it's like a dynasty.
And there was a couple ties and stuff in there, too.
East Hartford, it was always Glastonbury. It's like Glastonbury versus East Hartford when I was growing up.
And Sonya's always been a powerhouse team. So when Naugatuck, I know, again, I always root for the underdog. So when Naugatuck, they put a whoop.
Well, it was their school.
Put a whooping on them.
Yeah.
I was excited.
How, I mean, what was the score? Was it like a
42-22.
Oh, holy crap. Wow. That's damaging.
Yes.
Good for them.
Chris Love, who is Puppet George going to?
I don't know why this heart is here. Sorry.
Crash with while he's homeless.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Where that's is
good
he
question.
Going?
I don't know.
Is he going to my car or your car? I don't really want him anywhere near the control surfaces of my automobile.
Or your old lady.
He's a freaking loose cannon. Yeah, or my wife. Or children. God forbid. I don't want him anywhere near them. I'm like going to live in my trunk. I don't know. We'll unload him at Harmony Lodge and be done with him.
Jared M., fraternal greetings from Glen
Burnie. Yeah, I don't know why that's there. Glen Burnie 213.
Maryland. Nice. Maryland. Welcome, brother. We have, like, I'm sorry, I apologize. Couldn't read the name because we have this weird, strange heart that just popped up.
The problem is, like, I jacked the font size up so that you can see everything from where you are. And I think it just kind of, yeah.
I'll take him as a roomie.
Yeah. All right, we'll ship him over to you, James Devaney. You can have him.
Yeah.
Probably bring him right over to the other lodge. I don't know. He's hair combed a little bit, too.
Yeah, so that's what we got going on.
Now people just keep screwing with the hearts.
Yeah, I see it. Keep popping the hearts and the smiling emoji and shit. Hey, that's fine.
A train wreck.
Fun bit of Masonic news. Do we have the Knights Templar starting to do their Christmas observances? They're open to the public, so if you guys in any state, as a matter of fact, want to go, they're typically open to the public. I know they went semi-public when the whole COVID crap went down, but they're public, and they're a beautiful ceremony. Mm. So for all those out there who think that we're devil worshippers, go to one.
Yeah, you'll see. Mm. You'll see that's quite the opposite. Ass. Yeah. And how many commanderies do we have in our state? I think we've got at least
7 or 8. Six
or yeah, so like. It's pretty much every quadrant of the state. We've got one down in New Haven for sure. We got one in Meriden in our area.
Yeah. But they have Christmas observances. They're beautiful ceremonies. They're beautiful. You sing Christmas carols.
Gets you in the spirit, man.
You get yourself a nice big-ass poinsettia.
Oh, that's nice.
Hello from Solomon Staircase 357 in...
Buena Park, California.
Damn.
That's a cool lodge name. I like that. Solomon Staircase.
I like.
And it's 357, too.
Yeah. That's
what a cool lodge number to have.
Smoke by ash.
And if you're a Mason, you know why.
Is that
in Florida? Or if you're in the firearms, you know why.
Simply American, what do you mean? Is that in Florida? Are you talking about the Christmas observances? If that's what you mean, then yeah, most likely. I know all commanderies. Washington Commandery, number one, East Hartford.
East Hartford, yep. East Hartford's got one. Yep. My hometown, East Hartford, represent.
Yes, he sees saying is that yeah, that's nationwide. It's actually done by the. So if you're not sure about Knights Templar, I'll give you a quick synopsis of it. Each state, or not every town, but each state has commanderies in it. There's commanderies all over the place. For Knights Templar, which is part of the York Rite, the upper echelon of. Excuse me.
One of three bodies.
Of the York Rite.
Right, yeah.
They are controlled by a Grand Commandery, and that Grand Commandery is controlled by a Grand Encampment of the United States. We're older than New Haven. I see what he's up to. He's trying to start shit here because he knows I'm part of New Haven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all right. I'm part of Meriden. Let's throw down.
But so to answer your question, yes, the Grand Encampment, actually, it's part of what Knights Templar do is the Christmas observances. It's so cold in here.
Yeah, you can't even tell. You got marbles in your mouth.
So Florida most definitely has a Knights Templar, and they most definitely do a Christmas observance. If you want to go check it out, just show up. You just got to find out when they do it. I think you can find that on KnightsTemplar.org.
Yeah, I think there's a national website. You can also just look up or Google the Grand Encampment of Knights Templar for Florida, and then they probably have all of the different, you know, individual commanderies in your area listed out or something. And seek one out and go check it out. See if it's of any interest to you. It's very cool. And it's a great beginning to the holiday season.
Chris loves, do Knights Templar call each other Sir, like Sir George Mudry? Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. I was...
Sir Knight.
Yeah, so I was an eminent Sir Knight, which is somebody who's been a...
A little guy.
Commander of a commandery. Eminent Sir Knight. Similar... You have Right Eminent Sir Knight, Most Eminent Sir Knight. Yeah, so yes, they call each other Sir Knight. James Devaney. So we were talking about rivalries. We were just talking about rivalries between Naugatuck and Sonya football. Washington Commander and New Haven Commander have an unsung rivalry because Washington Commander is Washington Commander number one in East Hartford, and New Haven is New Haven Commander number two. So they're very close in...
Order of founding,
founding, whatever you want to say it. So he's talking shit. He's
number one
because I'm part of New Haven. He's part of
St. Elmo's is number three, right? In Meriden,
St. Elmo's
or
is
number nine,
six or no? Let me think here. Yes, they were number six because Cyrene was number nine.
Oh, Cyrene,
because I was a dual member with them for a while and then moved. And
so
I
got no clout at all in this argument, you guys.
St. Elmo's number six, I think. I don't know who number three was. It doesn't matter. But yeah, so if you want to check out a Christmas observance, they are cool as shit. They are, your quintessential, Christmas carols and poinsettias, and, you know, they do speeches, you know, giving fraternal greetings and holiday cheer and all that shit. It's, Jared M. I'm in council and I want to do the commandery so bad, but the Grand Lodge with the Templar designed lodge is a little far, so I'm waiting till I have some more time with her. Yeah. Again, the higher you get, you know, Blue Lodge is what? Dime a dozen, right? You can find them in almost, you know, every town, if not damn close, right?
Yeah, every city for sure. Every city U.S. Sure. probably has
it. Whereas Knights Templar, it's, how do I put it? It's not that it's harder.
It's a little bit more geographically diverse because you have to be a Mason to join these appendant bodies anyway, right?
You're narrowing your pool of where you can pull membership from. So commanderies typically aren't as popular as, say, Blue Lodges or whatever. So home from the hospital, brothers, after a triple bypass. Ooh. Jesus, God.
Oh, God bless worshipful brother, Jed. Feel better soon, brother.
Damn. Yeah, feel better.
This is probably not the show to be listening to immediately after heart surgery, but God bless.
I just picture the scene from, what was that, Major League 2, when he's in the hospital, standing on the bed, trying to give him hell. He's done. It's pretty funny. All the best to you.
And, yeah, rest up.
If you need anything, reach out.
We got you.
It's what we do. So, unsung what we do. Praying for you, brother. Oh, yeah, Simply American. Very nice. Triple bypass. That's some shit.
Glad you got it done, though.
Yeah, it's better than cat gingivitis.
Yeah, the worst of all maladies.
I threw it back for you right there.
Yeah, thanks. That's a callback. It's a deep track right there. Like episode 12 or some nonsense.
Somebody wrote when I was freaking roasting that chick, they're like, if she pisses you off, send a bounty hunter to Greece. So that was another good throwback. I don't know who wrote it, but that shit was funny. I think that was in Discord, but yeah. That was on a throwback to an old
episode. Solid burn.
Solid burn. All right, Ken, your turn.
For what?
I spoke about commandery. Your turn. cat gingivitis.
Yeah. Am I going to speak?
You gotta play back to the earlier episodes for cat gingivitis.
The cat gingivitis thing. I think that was during the Jack the Ripper episode or something.
Was it?
No, we were talking about witchcraft.
It was with Dave Sharkus. I know that for a fact.
Danny Sharkus. Yeah. So we were talking about, I believe, the Salem witch trials. It was probably around Halloween or something, and that's where we were doing Freemasonry and witchcraft. And I think we talked about, you were saying something about the fact that you could basically do anything as a woman and get burnt at the stake as being a witch, right?
Yep.
And I think I was talking about something like, you know.
Dude, we've done so many episodes, I can't remember.
We had some caricature of like a poor woman that got burned at the stake, and I said something along the lines of, you know, her cat had bad breath or something like that, so. They branded her a witch and burnt her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, just did I posted a bonus content not too long ago because I did an interview with Craftsman Online. Good dude, by the way. Good brother.
Craftsman Online. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael. I'm gonna screw his last name up.
Yeah. Just use Acer? First name.
Acker.
Acer? I don't know.
Yeah. Good brother. Good podcast. We had a lot of fun. There's a lot of things that, again, his is actually sanctioned by a Grand Lodge. So there's certain things that we were talking about that he had to edit out, which is fine. I reposted it to our podcast. But he asked me what's my favorite episode. And I still think when we did that spelling bee, I was the freaking
that was hardest. Great.
I laughed.
Did we have a shock collar?
We had a shock collar on me. Yeah. I was trying to spell big words. And
that
Joe
was good.
Was just coming up with some shit that he wanted me to say. And like, I was laughing so hard. He's going, so stay it.
This place smelled vaguely of urine after that recall.
We had that sumbitch cranked up to 100 and originally we were going to put it around my neck. And then we were like, we don't got anything else on standby. This might not go well. But man, I put that thing in my hand and he freaking popped me with that thing when I wouldn't say the word or I couldn't say the word. And he just let me have it. That was my, I swear to God, I laughed so hard on that episode. I got home and I was literally laughing the whole way. My stomach hurt from laughing.
Those were a good series. Anytime we worked in the shock collar, it was always a good time until, you know, we decided that we didn't want to injure each other. Any more than we already had. And Joe always got a pass because Joe got, you know, shocked or something earlier in his life.
Yeah, on an electric cow fence or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But me and you took the hits.
Yeah. It was not pleasant. It's painful.
The crazy thing is we started off testing each other's Masonic knowledge, and then nobody was getting hit because we were doing all right.
Yeah, we were doing pretty good.
And then it just was like, well, this kind of sucks. What do we do now? Like, let's just make fun of George and all the words he can't spell.
Yeah, I can't believe people put those things on dogs. Like,
I'll tell you what, between getting OC sprayed at work and getting whacked with a shock collar, I'll take the shock collar over the OC. But they both suck as equal.
Yeah. Not pleasant.
If you give your cat polar, its breath smells better. Nice.
That's probably true.
I'm literally shaking, so I apologize for my voice cracking in and out. It is so good. It's getting, I don't know if my body's getting acclimated to it, but.
It's not getting any easier for me, man. It's this. And like the computer is right below me, too. You would think it would be like putting out some
radiating heat,
but it's not.
Yeah, no.
It's just cold. I don't know if they just like, you know, they're losing the building, so somebody came in and ripped all the insulation out of the walls. Like, I don't know why it's so cold, man. Is there a window open or something in the lodge room?
Three windows looking at us that were probably installed in the 70s. That's probably why.
But still, like, it's...
Honestly, so before, again, we're probably going to be shutting down for, I don't know, probably about a month. So stick with us. I'll try to put out stuff while we're gone.
We can do some content too, some like short recordings or something in the new locale.
Yeah. And I definitely want to get back onto we need to come up with a Christmas greetings like we did with you reading that.
Another poem perhaps
or something along those lines. Oh, we should do Puppet on a Shelf, like the Elf in the Shelf story, but with a puppet. Oh, that's genius.
All right, we'll have to hash that one out.
Smoke my ass. It's nipply here in the high desert of SoCal, a brisk 32.
Oh, yeah. It's freezing there. Yeah. Just out freezing.
Ken needs to redo the fireside chat. Yeah, I think we do. We'll do the Ken fireside chat, but we'll do Puppet on a Shelf.
Yeah. We'll do some better CGI this time for the fireside chat. That was not my best green screen work.
The freaking bloopers were hilarious, yeah. Though. You got reading it.
I don't swear very often, but man, when I mess up doing something like that where I have like memorized ritual or something.
This is my first time seeing Ken. I've been listening for over a year. I always pictured him with a beard and mountain looking with his voice.
Oh.
Nope.
Time makes fools of us all.
Yeah, I'm improper, Ken.
I don't have a beard. My son made me shave my beard off. I had like a Van Dyke a couple years ago. And he was like, nah, can't have that.
Snoop on a stoop.
Snoop on a stoop.
Oh, shit. We'll come up with something, though. Dog. I mean, there's so many options we could do. We could do Puppet on a Shelf, Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, man.
We should do that because he hates that song.
Doesn't that drive Joe insane? Yeah.
Nuts. We should totally do something.
Yeah.
Because he's a jackass.
Yeah, we can come up with something, I think. Maybe that's where we'll put our energy next month while we're resituating Podcast HQ.
Yeah, we'll come up with some funny new shit commercials comment.
Together. Yeah.
I have the locale. We could record it, too. It'd be freaking hilarious. Mm. What was I going to say? All right, so before we shut down and before we go dark for the month of December, Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Christmas, Hana Quantico.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to go with.
Yep.
What do you got anything, Ken, you want to spew out or say before we disappear for another month?
Not really. It's been a hell of a ride on this podcast in general. I'm glad that we're opening a new chapter. We're not going dark. Not going dark.
Nope. Not going dark. All right.
No mistake about it. But man, we've had some.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since we started this podcast.
You realize we've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah, that's insane.
January will culminate the fifth season.
I'm surprised we have enough content to go for 5 years. I was pretty sure we'd be done after two, honestly.
But see, that's just, we sprinkle it with some extra shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't just talk about Masonic, and I don't like talking about Masonic. Don't get me wrong. I like talking about Masonic and spreading Masonic knowledge and everything. But it's like,
as long as there are conspiracy theorists out there, we'll always have something to talk about.
Yeah, I mean,
as long as they keep
screwing
with you.
They keep screwing with me, which gives me content. And so thank you. Keep fucking with me. I love it. Because it just gives me a new 30 minutes of roasting you live. We've gotten better over the years. I mean, the first episode I talked about before, the first episodes are rough.
Yeah.
Rough.
The equipment was not the greatest.
We've progressed from EA to Fellowcraft to we've perfected this, I think. We kind of knocked off with the heavy drinking and not for nothing. We should be drinking today because it's freaking cold.
Yeah. Here. It would actually be better with like some brandy.
Coffee. But I mean, you know, we've slowly progressed and gotten better. We've hit our trials and tribulations and came through it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to continuing it. I was feeling a little bit down, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
You do get that way every once in a while. That's also the reason why I think when the conspiracy theorists pop up, you're like, all right, like you're back.
Oh,
right?
You're
like re-energized.
Re-energized. It gives me, it puts, some vinegar in my veins.
Some people, it's like they go and they see an entered apprentice degree and they remember what Freemasonry is all about. And George, he just gets all fired up when the freaking trolls attack.
You know, believe it or not, it wasn't the trolls that fired me up. It was actually, I'm scrolling through my newsfeed and I like reading the news from time to time. And it was the whole Pope saying that you have to communicate. That's what did it. That's what re-energized me. Let's be real. I mean, I'll be honest. Not every episode we do is good. Some of them are, they're okay. I talk. We say our shit. And they're okay. They're not great. But that one, man, I get flat. You know what I mean? I get flat, but I really don't know what to talk about. I kind of drag it out. I use the word a lot when I'm kind of hurting for something.
Not when the Pope says you're excommunicated.
I'm excommunicated, man. Yeah. Let me tell you, I came up here hotter than a tea kettle. I was ready to go. Let's do this. I'm going to smoke you. So it reinvigorated me, but I was feeling a little down a couple of weeks ago. I was thinking, maybe I'll just pack it in. Maybe we had a good run. We did 5 years. Let's just pack it in. You know what I mean? We've reached out to a whole bunch of people around the world.
And, you know, Kendall's kind of like, nah, man. Like, Joe put in his input too, said, you know, maybe we should, you know, dial back a little bit more and everything. But you really kept me on the straight and narrow and said, hey, man, no.
We've got a new location. We've got listeners around the world who are looking forward to this content. We cannot let them down.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't do it for any other reason other than just to spread Freemasonry. And he's calling me. It's got to be my child. I guarantee it's my child.
Or it's Jim Devaney.
No, it's an unknown number. Should we listen to it? It's probably either a bill collector or it's going to be the sons of bitches who call me from a fax line and goes,
you guys don't do that in Lodge? Like, call each other and stuff to see whose phone, like, isn't on silent?
No, right?
Like, call the treasurer, and if this phone rings, it's like, you guys don't do that kind of thing? We do that.
No, I haven't done that. No, I usually just give the death beam eyes when they go off, though. It's like, I look over them. Or, you know what it is? It's the, so first off, anybody in the chat or anybody who's listening, you know what's your most annoying ringtone? Go for it.
Oh, you know, the old Nokia one always, like, screwed with me.
Really?
Deal with that. Yeah, the old default Nokia ring just drove me insane.
The dog's barking.
I've never... You mean the most annoying one that you've heard other people use?
The most annoying one that drives me bananas. You've never heard the dog's barking?
No.
Oh, I got you right here. We're going to play
it. Is it like a built-in ringtone with like Apple
or
something
like
that?
Let's find it. Let's see here.
Are they barking a Christmas carol or is it just...
Where is it?
I've never heard that, man. Yeah. All ringtones technically annoy me. Like
I'm with you on that one.
My phone is always on vibrate only because I cannot stand things beeping.
Oh my God. I literally just had this conversation yesterday.
Really?
Noises drive me bananas. Mm-hmm. Notifications drive me bananas. Constant, like, hurry.
My wife's got hers on and she's got her. Yeah, I've never heard that. Let's play it again. Yeah. Now, why would you even use that?
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't make any sense.
Driving me insane.
Yeah.
When I hear people doing that shit, Jim Devaney's calling me now.
Ah, I knew it was gonna happen.
Vibrate, Jim. It's on vibrate. Oh, drives me bananas.
My wife's got like the watch now, right? She's got like a smartwatch and she's got the phone, and both of them have freaking audio notifications turned on. It drives me completely bonkers.
I have my phone on vibrate all the time. You know what else pisses me off too? When people leave their phones with the screen up.
What, so you can see notifications and stuff?
No. Think about it. You have an iPhone that costs how much money?
I don't know. I don't buy iPhones. Okay. Yeah, like $1,200.
I don't know who buys Samsung, but whatever. How much is it?
Company. They're like, over $1,000 for these things most of
the
time.
So if this was full and I send to drop it, what's it going to do to the screen?
Smash the screen.
Smash the screen. So if you put it face down, what does it do? Protects the goddamn phone from the screen getting cracked.
Okay.
So when I see phones up, I don't care whose phone it is. If I see a screen up, I'm just like,
yeah. Also, most, like, I have mine set up that if I put it face down, it detects that and it shuts off all the notifications. Like, it won't vibrate or anything.
Really?
So I can put it down at the table or something like that. And
not buying a piece of shit Samsung.
Yeah, and it protects the screen. So,
speak of rivalries, I swear to God, I think that's a rivalry too. People, iPhone,
Android versus iPhone Android. People. I don't know.
I hate it. I had one at work. I hated it. I hated it. My last job, I had it.
No hatred. I've just never owned an iPhone, so I can't help you with it.
That's
right.
Same thing with me with the Samsung.
My family members are always like, "Oh, my phone's doing this," and I'll like look at it, like, "Yeah, it's an iPhone. I can't help you. I don't know."
Just go into the apps. I don't even know how to get to the apps. Like, I open my phone, all my apps are right there in front of my face. Samsung, you got to like scroll left, scroll right, up, down, left, right.
You can put them right on the home screen. I have all my important stuff.
But they
on
should
the home
be
screen.
There already. I'm lazy. I don't want to have to move my shit.
Yeah, I want a customer.
You do it when I pay for it.
I have no hatred for iPhones. If you want something that's simple to use, buy an iPhone. If you want to be able to like tweak every little aspect of your device to your liking, then get a Get an Android phone.
So harkening back to sounds that drive me nuts. All right, this is a little known fact, and I don't think I've ever really talked about it on the podcast. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. But a long time ago, remember when Rocco was up here and we were doing the Real Men of Genius thing?
Mm-hmm.
And the one was the loud cell phone talker one.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember at the end of it, I was just about to wrap it up where I'm like, cell phone talker. And Rocco's phone went off.
Oh, yeah.
And I yelled at him. That was a legitimate yell
God
at him.
Damn it, Rocco.
Rocco. I was seriously pissed. But he's like, oh, I was doing it to be funny. I'm like, oh, okay, then that was good. But I was legitimately pissed off at Rocco. I wanted to rip his fucking head clean off.
Because he was the guy that always had his ringer turned on or whatever.
Just because I told him, like, all right, guys, quiet your phones. Don't make noise because the mics will pick it up. And then literally it was just doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And I'm like, God damn it, Rocco. I lost my mind. I was so pissed.
I'll have to find that one.
And then
reshare it. That one was quality.
Oh, I have it.
And the cut was perfect, too. But I think I cut it right while you were still yelling. So I was like, God damn it, Rocco. And then it like,
so who,
we went to the music.
Who in the chat right here has never, is kind of not, still catching up. I'm curious who hasn't heard this one. I just, if you haven't heard the whole thing or the Real Men of Genius commercials, just let me know if you haven't heard it. Because I'm going to play one right now. And it's going to be freaking hilarious. Tools. Let's go here. No.
Using the mouse is really hard with gloved hands.
Holding my phone is even colder.
All right, so Zachary W. has heard them, I think.
Is this it?
Today we salute you, Mr. Anti-Mason Motivational Pastor.
That was a good one.
I think, you know what it was? Honestly, I think at that point when we were still doing it on my other laptop, we just blended into the episode. So I don't think I have an actual non-cut of it. But we had some good ones.
Yeah. Well, I could go back and...
We did bring them back for a little bit. We brought it back. We caught... Like,
yeah, we did a couple. We've got to do more, for sure.
We got to come up with some more shit, though.
Yeah, we need new material.
How about half degree Masons?
Yeah.
They're all good ones.
Conspiracy theorists. What else could we?
Didn't we do the chili cook-off one too, didn't we?
I don't know.
I think we did a chili cook-off one too.
I'll have to go back. Right, I'm going to have to go back and re-index all of them so that we don't rehash something. But yeah, I think we could find something.
Yes, or the ones that never go.
Post the commercials in one YouTube video. Yeah, I could probably do that. I could splice them together. Yeah.
Can you please post the commercials in one YouTube? Yeah.
So split them all. Yeah, make them all one. We could do that.
We had some good ones. The bloopers, though, those were my favorite. I love the bloopers.
Yeah, the bloopers are. It's usually George just like losing his mind because he dropped a word or something. It's great.
Hold on.
It's great. Yeah, we'll do some editing.
Bloopers are on Patreon.
Yeah. Yep. Hold on. Get all those together.
I'm going to play one blooper. Actually, let's do the bloopers.
All right.
Do the bloopers. Why not? It's the end of it. We'll come up with some more content and everything, but.
I could actually probably do them through here, and it'll sound a little bit better than you playing it through the mic. It's up to you.
Okay. I don't know. Oh, my login is, and I don't want to say a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind.
Well, go ahead. I'll tell it to you.
I'm not going to be able to get there, though. It's...
Just go to patreon.com. Patreon.com.
All the bloopers are on here?
Yes, because I used to upload them.
Okay.
Yep. You just got to go to log in. Once the computer warms up and decides to work.
Well, we're also like streaming this episode live, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue. Oh, yeah. That one right there. Click on it.
Clack it. It seems it remembered. That password does not match.
Okay. Hold on. I got you. I can remember it.
George has to steal my keyboard. Oh, no, my coffee. You should really get, like, two keyboards, right? Like a pilot and co-pilot. They both have, like, the ability to fly the aircraft.
Boom! I remember my password.
Good, smart man. Here we are.
All right, here we go. Go to the post. Go to the post. This is going to
make
be great.
A bunch of noise here while I slide crap around.
Then after this, we're wrapping this sumbitch up because we're
Going to go to where?
Oh, good question.
Recent? Is there like a content thing here? Creator?
Go to the bottom. Go to the bottom where it says my name. Go to the Freemason podcast.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You were on.
Yeah. I was on.
Because I have to make my own bullshit. And there should be basically posts. It should say post somewhere.
Audience insights.
Nope. Scroll down. Go to collections right there.
Oh, collections. That's different than posts. No collections yet. Member posts, membership, about.
Shit. I don't know where it is. Oh, there you are.
Well, those are member posts. So this could be our members saying things.
Oh, we're going to find this. We're going to find this because we got to play some.
Let's see settings.
No, it's not going to be in settings.
Billing.
Go to my page. Top, my page. Click on that. We're going to find this shit.
Shop membership. What do we have up here? Edit page, manage posts.
Manage posts. It's got to be in there.
Yep, this looks like all of your messages.
There we go. Yep. So you're going to go down, you're going to find bloopers. How are you going to be able to hear that, though?
Because I can turn on the intro desktop blooper. Audio.
Oh, no, let's go. Keep going down, because I know that there's...
Sideways, podcast range day, military lodges.
It's got to be...
Santa sabotage. 12 days of podcast unedited.
Night before podcast, find that blooper. Just play the night before podcast.
This is the unedited one. We'll play this one first. So.
No.
Let's see here.
How are you able to pull that sound, though?
Watch.
All right. I'm intrigued.
Okay, so that's not playing yet. So I'll go in here and we'll unmute desktop audio. I'm intrigued.
I don't know how to do this. Right. Mute desktop audio.
Unmute desktop audio.
Oh, okay.
Because that's PC. Oh, okay. Playing, so right. We should be able to loop this in. Let's see.
You going to show the video too, though?
No.
Oh, you can't show the video?
Nah, I'd have to switch to a different
way
to do that.
All right, here we go. Switch over to YouTube. Just so I can. Here we go. Here you go, folks. This is for you.
Classic.
Hello, boys and girls out there in Freemasons podcast land. I'm your uncle, worshipful brother Ken. We thought at the podcast that we would do something to get everyone in the holiday spirit this year. And what better way than the reading of a classic Christmas poem, The Night Before the Podcast. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the room, that damn puppet was mocking me, so I hit him with a broom. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, but just like Jeffrey Epstein, they didn't hang themselves there. The co-hosts were toasting with drinks in their hands while officers from Grand Lodge were making demands. When out on the street there rose such a roar, but it was just the train. It comes every day at 6:34. Away to the window I flew like a flash, threw up in the window because Messner ripped ass. The moon shining down on the fresh white snow? Nope, that's worshipful brother Tarwood wearing shorts to the show. Then what to my wondering eyes did I see? A miniature co-host in a lollipop guild of three. Here comes another, and he's looking old. It must be the ginger who is missing a soul. There was Dan the Italian, who everyone liked, and another named Rocco, who wouldn't talk into the mic.
Drove me nuts.
I saw a brother named Raph, who's as big as a house, and a brother named Jack that ran like a mouse. There were special guests, and they were not lame. A border agent, a fighter, who's in the Hall of Fame. They were all very gracious and not at all pushy. One of them even called worshipful brother Joe a pussy. The cannons were charged, and so the toasts came, and they clapped, and they shouted, and they thanked them by name. Now Gideon, now Daigle, now Mosses and Susan, on Lynx, on Schultz's, on Pringle and Alchin. Right hand to arms, ready, fire all. Vivat, 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 and Merry Christmas to all.
Nice.
Best holiday wishes from all of us at the Freemasons Podcast.
All right, now find a blooper. Aww. Now find a blooper.
I think you posted that one after this one, if I recall. Let's see.
You got to find the one that's a blooper for the
12 days of podcast.
No. Keep going. I want to find a Real Men of Genius blooper. They're in there. I know they are.
Let's see. Papa George calls the podcast.
Nope, keep going.
Classic.
It's going to be toward the bottom, I guarantee you. Oh, we got to find this shit. It's freaking hilarious.
Keep going.
Oh, excuse me.
Way back.
There it is, right there.
Overbanging gavel commercial blooper?
Yes.
Anger clouds the judgment. Oh, this ought to be interesting.
Here we go. Let me turn the volume up, though. Can't even hear it. It's got to be a way to turn the volume, though.
Doesn't look like anything is...
All right, that's fine.
Oh, I can turn it up over here. That's up as high as it goes.
All right, leave it.
Let's
just
see.
Where
I'll tweak it. I'll level it.
The Freemasons Podcast presents Real Brothers of Genius.
Real Brothers of Genius.
Today we salute you, Brother Overpounding the Gavel Warden Guy.
Brother Overpounding the Gavel Warden Guy.
Only you can bring the lodge to a halt by shattering every window in the building with one slam of the maul.
Oh, is that cut superficial?
Brothers getting unruly? You drive that metal-setting maul into the podium stone with relentless force.
Oh, he thinks it's War Thor's... Ah, oh, you fucker! You fucker, you fucker, you fucking...
Fuck.
Fuck, you dirty motherfucker right there!
That's classic stuff. Yeah, I think my mic was off for that one, so I can see why that one never made it to production.
Is there one more? We'll play one more, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah. We're having fun today.
I was so pissed. You know how hard it is to like do it, especially after you've done it like the third or fourth time. You're like,
oh yeah, it's
god damn.
Multiple takes always sucks.
You gotta lower the bottom.
Fun. I'm gonna do a find for blooper here. It's hard to type with these gloves. That's intro blooper.
No, that's going to be...
What else we got next? Intro blooper number one, over banging. Commercial blooper reel number five.
Let's go with that. Let's do it. Some of these might not be funny, but I mean, most of them, if I posted them, they're funny.
We'll see.
The Freemasons Podcast presents Real Brothers of Genius.
Real Brothers of Genius.
Today we salute you, Brother Excessive Masonic Car Sticker Guy.
Brother Excessive Masonic Car Sticker Guy. I fucked it up. Fuck! Fuck, it was me this time! It was me!
Fuckity fuck fuck.
God damn it! Alright, go back to YouTube. Oh, shit.
I guess that was... I thought it was a blooper reel, like there were going to be several, but I guess it was just the one. Alright. Remute desktop audio there.
God. I miss those. Those are freaking hilarious.
Yeah, we got to do more. Let me get back to it.
But see, the thing is, we really don't have bloopers anymore.
You never get angry like that anymore, right? We have to, like, do content. Offline content generation makes you angrier than anything else. So we got to get back to that.
Do you remember the mic arm on the table?
Yeah, throwing the mic arm across the room. Yeah. That's still here somewhere. We should auction that off or something.
I think it's freaking mangled. Yeah. I fired that son of a bitch.
We'll find it as we're cleaning
across up the stuff, room. But... It pissed me off so bad because every time, like, the mic would be like,
"I love." Here. I remember those things.
Up here, and then all of a sudden, I would just start to fade up. It just pissed me off, and the damn thing fell like every time. Like, I'd be mid conversation, and the mic arm would just collapse, or it'd fall off the table. And we edited that whole. I wish I saved the blooper for that, man, because we were like, what? Not mid episode. We were toward the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, we were doing like an interview.
And I literally hit the stop button and just ripped this fucking thing off the off the table and fired it clean across. It hit the refrigerator. I was so pissed.
It's a pretty good arm, man. It's got to be at least 15 feet, 20 feet away.
God. But we don't really have bloopers anymore because everything we do is just live. We're just like, eh.
Because we're too good at our jobs.
Yeah. Is that it? Is that it?
Yeah. That's what I'm going with. I've gotten too good.
No, what we need to do is,
We need to like start doing like more videos and content and shit like that. And that's where we get our bloopers from. It's from the stuff that we don't do live. You know what I mean? If it's a blooper live, I mean, it's part of the show. But
yeah, because we're trying to memorize our part ahead of time, like Masonic ritual, right? When we do a podcast episode, this is just us being real. Like there's nothing scripted about this. Nope. But when we try to script things, then things go off the rails.
Oh, and like I said, with those bloopers of the real Brothers of Genius ones and everything, you have to understand, I flipped out. Those flip outs were after seventh take. Screwing it up. I screwed up. Let's start over again. I screwed up. Let's start up again. Finally, you get to a point where it's just like you snap because you're like, I just want to get through this so we can start recording or go home or do something. Yeah. You just lose your shit.
Go to the bar.
Had enough. Oh, anyway,
good times.
What do you say, Kenny? Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's pack this stuff up. Yep. Bring it to the next.
Pack it up and get out of here. Thank you guys for all the years of tuning in with us and sticking with us, and we appreciate you tremendously.
Absolutely.
Best 27th birthday. Oh,
happy birthday,
Zachary W. Happy birthday.
27. I remember 27. What an age.
That's funny. I turned 29 again on August. In August.
Yeah, you did not.
I turned 29 again.
Yeah.
Well, hey, for his birthday.
Yeah.
Fucking toast him.
All right, let's do it with my empty coffee cup. Should I go get a beer? Let me go get a beer. Let me see if they have any beer in this cave. Dude, it's 11:20.
No, Ken. Don't find beer. That would break my heart. Probably not. Oh, that's my beer. That's the Nova Scotia beer.
Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia IPA.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
That's perfect. That all works right. Out great. The can's cold. I got to take my gloves off.
All right, you ready, buddy?
I am ready.
Zachary W.
To your birthday, my brother.
Happy birthday to many more.
Yeah.
Brother, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brother.
Vivat, vivat, vivat.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, Kenny, let's start breaking some shit down.
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you guys for being with us all these years, as I said before. And we'll catch you on the flip side of 2023.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year to all of you.
Even you in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, even you, Lee. Lee Musikoff.
All right. For the Freemasons podcast, I am Wright Warshall. What?
Ooh, one sip of beer. That's all it takes, huh?
Well, there's your live blooper. Yeah. Right worshipful brother, George Mudry. Not washable. Right worshipful brother.
And worshipful brother Ken.
Have a happy holidays and see you next year.
Good to see you all. See you next year.
It's a cold up here.
Yeah.
Can't shoot a no duck. How come a duck don't fly?
All right. I guess George is done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Take care, everyone. Happy holidays.
Here goes the chair.